Alliance police say a suspect arrested in a Wednesday homicide will be arraigned in municipal court Monday. 50-year-old Robert Ross faces a murder charge after his 38-year-old wife, Ashley, was found dead inside their home on West Ely Street Wednesday morning. Children in the home were not hurt and were placed in the care of relatives. Robert Ross was arrested in the Morgantown area later Wednesday. He waived his extradition and is now in the Stark County Jail. Stark County's latest U.S. Census estimates show a mixed population picture. The county's total estimated at about 363,000, down slightly from 2020. Smaller communities continue to grow, with Louisville rising to nearly 9,900 residents, Canal Fulton reaching about 5,400. Massillon has increased more than 32,000, while North Canton remains at about 17,700. Despite a slight decline, Canton remains the largest city in the county at just over 69,000 residents. Alliance dipped to about 21,500. Columbus remains Ohio's largest city at about 938,000, up 3.6%. Cleveland declined 2.4% to about 363,000. Well, Cincinnati stands at just over 314,000, up about 1.5%. Ohio's population continues modest overall growth, reaching just over 11.9 million in 2025, up about 0.9% from 2020. A deadly plane crash into an Akron home under investigation by state and federal authorities. The Highway Patrol and FAA working to determine what caused a 1963 Piper Cherokee to go down Thursday afternoon in Canterbury Circle in the Coventry Crossing development. Single-engine plane had just taken off from Akron Fulton Airport when it crashed, sparking a fire that destroyed the home and damaged a neighboring residence. Two people on the plane were killed. Everyone in the home escaped safely. Federal prosecutors say dozens of files involving children were discovered during a search of a Canton home, leading to a man being sentenced to 20 years in prison. 46-year-old Shane Stouffer of Canton pleaded guilty in January to receipt and possession of child sexual abuse materials. Authorities say Stouffer was identified during a 2025 online investigation. Court records show he has sex crime convictions dating back to 1999 and 2014. Three Stark County projects receiving state funding through Ohio's Brownfield Remediation Program. The grants include $380,000 for cleanup work at two former recycling sites in Canton, $300,000 to assess the former Joel's Garage in Alliance, and another $300,000 for environmental testing at the old Republic Steel site in Canton. State officials say Ohio is awarding more than $61 million to help communities transform abandoned industrial sites into new development opportunities. Staffing and financial decisions approved Thursday night by the Marlington Board of Education. Michael Risoliti is resigning as middle school principal August 1st to return to teaching. Assistant high school principal Gregory Travis was approved as his replacement. Treasurer Bob Foss reported just over $11 million in total funds, noting the food service fund remains in deficit spending. The board approved lunch prices, school fees, and summer pay rates all unchanged for the upcoming year, along with the 2026 graduating class of 146 students. Also approved the transfer of more than $900,000 in Nexus Pipeline proceeds from the general fund to the Capital Projects Fund. Road paving projects, a major topic for Nimishillen Township trustees Thursday. They opened four bids ranging from about $499,000 to $657,000. Bids were turned over to Road Superintendent Lee Gonzalez for review and a recommendation for approval. Trustees also approved the purchase of two heavy-duty washing machines used to remove contaminants from firefighting gear. Most of the $16,500 cost will be covered through a Bureau of Workers' Compensation grant. Traffic camera enforcement has gone live in East Canton as village officials address what they call a persistent speeding problem. Four locations began operating today along major routes, including routes 172, 44, and 30. After a 30-day warning period, drivers going 10 miles per hour or more over the limit will receive citations by mail. Leaders say the program is focused on safety and will also help free up police to patrol neighborhood streets. Bond conditions have been expanded for a Salem Township woman accused in the deaths of five horses. A Columbiana County judge made the change for 45-year-old Heather Berkmeyer after prosecutors said the original order only covered pets and did not include livestock. Berkmeyer, the former operator of Pure Gold Stables, has pleaded not guilty to multiple misdemeanor animal cruelty counts. Five horses were found dead last year from starvation and dehydration. The Ohio BCI looking into alleged misconduct involving a Salem police officer. The Salem News reports
A complaint filed last month alleged violations of state law and department policies, leading the officer being placed on leave. State records show Officer Michael Werkner resigned effective Monday in lieu of termination. The Columbiana County prosecutor says a special prosecutor has been requested due to a conflict of interests.